end to genocide. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. That's what Ukraine is accusing Russia of in a case that's filed against Moscow with the United Nations' highest court and is asking the court to intervene and halt the invasion. But Russia remains unfazed as it pushes deeper into Ukraine and toward the capital of Kyiv. Fox's Trey Yingst is there.
More than two people were killed when a Russian missile slammed into the side of an apartment building. Over the past 2 days, there have been street battles between Russian saboteurs and the Ukrainian military in the streets of this capital city. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is pledging to fight. He remains here in the capital, and he is encouraging the international community to put more pressure on the regime of Vladimir Putin and also to provide defensive weapons to not only this capital city, but the entire country.
Russian President Putin placed nuclear forces on high alert after he says NATO countries made aggressive comments. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
At no point has Russia been under threat from NATO, has Russia been under threat from Ukraine. This is all a pattern from President Putin, and we're going to stand up for it. We have the ability to defend ourselves, but we also need to call out what we're seeing here from President Putin.
Psaki on ABC's This Week. Now the Nordic nations of Sweden and Finland say they will also send military aid to Ukraine. Meanwhile, crude oil prices are increasing amid the conflict in Ukraine. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg.
West Texas Intermediate was already above $95 per barrel on February 14. It's been meandering up and down ever since, even though the Thursday, February 24, was the big jump to well over $100 per barrel. The price slipped back by the end of the trading day, and the next day was a technical decline due to a contract change.
Gasoline prices rose a dime over the past 2 weeks. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Protests continue around the globe against Russia's invasion of Ukraine, including in Moscow. Some people clashing with authorities during that protest. In recent years, Russia has toughened protest laws, and demonstrations often end in mass arrests. Illinois schools this week will no longer have mask mandates. Fox's Ann Carrick has more.
Governor J.B. Pritzker made the announcement Friday Illinois will end its mask mandate for schools effective Monday. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention no longer urging people to wear masks in most indoor settings, including schools, where COVID-19 poses a low or medium risk to the general public and the local healthcare system. The new guidance currently covers more than three quarters of Illinois counties. Several legal orders and appeals now deemed moot as health department rules were allowed to expire. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
One of track and field's most prominent competitors has died.
Australian distance runner John Landy has died at 91. Landy battling Britain's Roger Bannister back in the 1950s as both aimed to be the first runner to break the 4-minute mile. Bannister setting the record of 3 minutes 59.4 seconds in Oxford, England in May of 1954, Landy topping that mark weeks later by 1.5 seconds. The two later meeting at the Empire Games, where Bannister won and soon after retired from racing to become a neurologist. John Landy went on to become governor of the state of Victoria, Australia. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Rescuers on Indonesia's Sumatra Island have retrieved more bodies from a 6.2 earthquake 2 days ago, raising the dead to 11. Another 400 were injured and thousands thousands displaced by the quake on Friday. More than 13,000 people had fled their homes to temporary shelters. Tremors were felt as far away as Malaysia and Singapore. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.